Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. God bless you on tonight, people of God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. We're just so grateful. We're so grateful for another day that the Lord has kept us. So grateful for another day that he has brought us back together again. Amen. We're grateful tonight, amen, for you, you, and you, amen, as you're coming in, as you're tuning in to join us tonight here on the Prayer News Network Global. Thank you, thank you, thank you for taking the time. Thank you for coming out to join us on tonight, amen. We do pray that you had a blessed day, amen, Jesus. We pray, glory be to God, amen, that you, amen, have basked in the blessings of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Truly the Lord is great and greatly to be praised, and we're just so grateful again, as we stated, amen, we're grateful for another day. Amen. We are grateful for another day. Amen. Glory to God. We want to let you know, amen, that this is a recorded broadcast. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. It's a recorded broadcast. You can actually get a copy of this broadcast. Amen. We'll certainly give you a copy afterwards. Amen. Glory to God. In hopes that once you get your copy, that you will send it out to someone else. Amen. While our listeners are continuing to come in, we just, again, want to thank God for you. Amen, Jesus. Thank you for, amen, your dedication, your commitment to be here with us on the PNN. Amen. We just thank the Lord for you. Amen. We thank the Lord for you. Truly, the Lord is doing some great and mighty things here on the PNN Network Global. He's doing some beautiful things in his people. Amen, Jesus. We don't know if you were able to join us on last night, but glory to God, we had two of our prayer warriors to go forth. Amen. And they did an excellent job. Amen. You could just see God stretching out in them. Amen. See, glory to God, see them grabbing hope. Amen. Grabbing hold. Amen. To that eternal hope. Grabbing a hold to Jesus Christ. Amen. Grabbing hold. Amen, Jesus. And we just thank the Lord. Amen. We thank the Lord for them, for what God is doing in their lives. And we thank God for what he's doing in your lives, people of God. Truly, the Lord is doing a work in your lives. Amen, Jesus. We don't know. Amen. Listen, we don't see it all. Amen. But listen, people of God, it is happening. It is happening. It is happening. Amen. Just as sure as you're getting word, 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 because the word comes to cleanse us. The word comes to purge us. Amen. The word comes to give us nutrients for our spiritual growth and development, for our spiritual lives. Amen. And we thank God for the word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many thank God for the word? The word, the word, the pure, unadulterated word of God, meaning it's not watered down. Amen, Jesus. We're not adding to, we're not taking away from what God has already said in the 66 books. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God. We thank God. We bless the Lord. Amen, Jesus. We bless the Lord. Amen. For all that he's doing, for all that he's done. Amen, Jesus. We just, glory to God. We listen, people, are, listen, it's the Lord's doing, and it's truly, truly, truly marvelous in our eyes. Amen. It's so marvelous in our eyes, and we're just so grateful for it. Amen. Grateful for all that he's doing. Amen. We thank God for all of our listeners that are far and near. We thank God for our international listeners, each and every one. We thank God for you. Amen, Jesus. We thank God, amen, for, glory to God, we're expanding into 42 countries now. Amen. We're expanding into 42 countries. And we thank God for each and every one of these countries, amen, that the Lord has expanded. Amen. He's expanded. He's broadened. Amen. And he has taken the stakes and he's moved them and he's stretched them. Amen. And we are so very, very grateful for that. Amen. We're grateful to the Lord for it. Glory to God. We're grateful for, amen, Jesus, expanding our territory. He has expanded our territory. Amen. And we're just so grateful to the Lord for that. Amen. Thank God for you. Amen. Whatever country you're listening from, we thank the Lord for you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Amen, Jesus. Whatever country you're listening from, South Africa, amen, Uganda, we thank God for you, for Italy and Spain and Mexico, amen, Jesus, glory be to God. We thank God for you, Bahamas, we thank God for you, Tortola, we thank God for you, amen, glory to God. We thank the Lord for you on tonight, amen. Truly God is great and he's greatly to be praised, amen. He's great. Amen, and he's greatly to be praised. Thanking God for our leaders, amen, all of our leaders. We bless the Lord, amen, for, amen, you, amen, all of our leaders. Thanking the Lord. I'm thanking the Lord for my leaders, amen, the late Apostle S.D. James, and thanking God for our senior Apostle Dr. Samuel Huggins James, and thanking the Lord tonight, amen, for Bishop K.A. Tina, amen, for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. Thanking the Lord tonight, people of God. Thanking the Lord tonight, amen, Jesus, for our PNN Advisory Board. Thanking the Lord for our prayer warriors, amen, each and every one of them holding their place and holding their space here at the Prayer News Network Global, amen. We thank God on tonight, amen, and we're endeavoring, glory be to God, amen, Jesus. I know a lot of times, even with the broadcast, amen, we're attempting to kind of hold the line, amen, Jesus, but we're going to start, amen, going right into our program, amen, just a little early, amen, Jesus. We realize a lot of our listeners kind of come on a little later, amen, Jesus, but we're going to back it up, as they say. We're going to back it up, amen, Jesus, so that we can start releasing our line around 9:15, amen. Glory to God, we do realize we have new listeners on the line, and a lot of times, glory to God, we just want to let our new listeners know who we are and what we're all about, amen, Jesus. So glory to God, we're going to start backing it up, amen. See if we can, amen, release the line a little early, amen, Jesus, so that, amen, Jesus, we can give you time and we can be cognizant of your time, people of God, the time that you, amen, come and devote to the line, amen. Glory be to God. So we bless God for you, amen. We bless God for you again. We're going to try to start releasing around 9:15-ish. Maybe a little bit after, glory be to God, versus the 9:30. As we stated, we were, you know, really trying to give our new listeners, because we have so many new listeners, glory to God, that come to the line. And we want them to know what we're all about. We want you to know who we are, what we're all about. Amen, Jesus. So from time to time, we will take time to really kind of go through it so that, amen, everyone will know. Everyone will know who we are. Amen. Glory to God. What we're all about. Amen. We're not a fly-by-night. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. But we are solid. Amen. The Lord has solidified this line. Glory to God. He has expanded it. It's in his hand. Amen. And we give him thanks and we give him praise because he's doing it, people of God. 14 million listeners. Glory to God. He's doing it. Amen. And all the glory, amen, is due unto him. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, as we stated, amen, we're going to try to start backing it up. Amen. Bring out glory to God. We want you to prepare your hearts. Amen. So that we can go ahead now and get ready to enter into our broadcast on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And again, as we stated, we're going to start going into our broadcast just a little early. Amen. So the early birds will catch the worm. The early bird, amen, will catch all of the intro. The intro, amen. And we thank you for your patience because you've been listening, amen. You've been here. You've been, you know, consistently listening to, amen, the broadcast, the intro, amen, as we, you know, let the world know who we are, amen. And we thank God for you, amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, amen, we're going to get ready to sanctify the line so that we can release and go right into our rebroadcasting on tonight. Amen.
The recording has started.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The song says, glory to God. Bless the Lord with all my soul and with all that is within me. Bless his holy name. God, for I will bless the Lord with all my soul and with all that is within me. Bless his holy. I bless his holy. I bless his holy. Holy name. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless you, Lord. We bless you. Glory to God. We bless you, Lord. We bless you. Glory to God. We bless your name on tonight. We bless you. Glory be to God. We bless you on tonight. Glory to God. We bless you because you're worthy. We bless you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, for you are the true and the living God. And we bless your name on tonight. We bless your name, Jesus. Glory to God. We lift your name on high. Glory be to God. We lift you on tonight. We lift you. We exalt you on tonight. Glory to God. Entering into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. Father, we bless your name on tonight. We bless your name on tonight. Glory to God. We bless you because you're worthy. We bless you, glory to God, because we love you. We bless you because we appreciate you. Glory be to God. Appreciate you for your goodness. We appreciate you for your love on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, glory be to God. And Father, tonight, glory be to God, we're asking you on this night, glory to God, that you will look upon us, look upon each and every one of us on tonight. Look upon us, glory to God, and we're asking you to forgive us of sin. Forgive us of every sin, everything and anything that we've done, oh God, that's not been pleasing in your sight. Father, we ask you to forgive us on tonight. We're asking that you are creating us a clean heart. Renew within us a right spirit. Renew within us the righteous spirit, oh God. Renew within us a spirit of holiness, a spirit of truth. Glory to God on the inside. Glory be to God. And Father, we ask you on tonight to have your way. Father, have your way in us on tonight. Have your way on this line on tonight. Look now, glory to God, upon your people. Look upon us tonight. Look, glory be to God, upon these airwaves on tonight. Glory be to God. Those that are listening, those that are sitting there, those that are giving an attentive ear, glory to God, to hear what you would say. Even on tonight, Father, we ask you to look upon the altar. Look upon the altar of the heart of your people. Glory be to God. See the needs. Glory to God. See the needs. See the desire on tonight. Glory be to God. We're asking you, glory to God. We're asking you to move on tonight. Move upon the altars. Move upon the reins of the hearts of your people in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will move by your spirit. Move by your anointing, oh God. Move. Glory be to God. Move in the north. Move in the south. Move in the east. Move in the west. Glory be to God in thy precious name. Father, we're asking that you would do it on tonight. We're asking that you would do it tonight. Father, move in healing on tonight. Father, move, oh, glory to God. Move, oh, glory be to God, in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would move, hallelujah, by your spirit, by your choice anointing. Father, we're asking you to move on tonight. Father, we're asking that you would move, glory to God. Move on those that are grieved on tonight. Those that are grieving. Those that are of heavy heart. Those, glory be to God, heavy spirits on tonight. Father, we're asking that you lift on tonight. Lift the heavy heart. Glory to God. Lift on tonight. Lift, oh God, those that are burdened on tonight. Glory be to God. Search your situations, circumstances, oh God, that they cannot handle. But Father, we know, oh glory to God, there is nothing. There is And Father, we're asking that you would move on tonight. Father, glory to God, for you are aboard the burden bearer. Oh God, for you said by your word that we can cast our cares upon you, glory to God, for your care for each and every one of us. And we're thanking you on tonight. We bless you. Glory to God, we bless you on tonight. Glory to God, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you on tonight. Glory be to God. And we ask you tonight, oh God, hallelujah, glory be to God. On this night, oh God, there are those that have come for answers, those, glory to God, that are at the crossroads. Oh my God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, but on tonight, Father, give answers on tonight. Give answers on tonight, glory to God. Give answers on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would move on tonight. Glory be to God. Have your way. Have your way on this line. Have your way on this broadcast on tonight. Father, speak by your word. Speak by your word on tonight. In that precious name, oh, God, speak to our hearts. Yeah, God, speak, oh, God, speak to our hearts on tonight. Oh, God, cause your people to be encouraged. Cause your people to be strengthened. Cause your people to be lifted on tonight in thy precious name, oh, God. And we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Thank you for healing. Thank you tonight, oh, God, for hearing our hearts cry. Thank you on tonight for bowing down your ear. Thank you on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and even those on tonight, oh, God, their backs are against the wall. Oh, God, but we thank you on tonight for your redeemer. Oh, God, and we're thanking you. Thanking you for redeeming your people on tonight. Thank you for vindicating the righteous on tonight. Father, we thank you. We bless you on tonight. Father, we thank you. Glory to God. Thank you for bringing down the hand of the enemy. Thank you for bringing down the plan of the enemy on tonight. In thy precious name, oh God, we thank you. Father, we bless you. We honor. We glorify you on tonight. We honor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We honor you on tonight, oh God, and we thank you. Oh, glory to God, for those that have come. Oh, God, those that need a blessing. Glory be to God. Bless on tonight. Bless as only you can. Those that need, oh, God, somebody needs a miracle on tonight. Father, on this night, oh, God, look upon your people. Glory, Abosha. God, in the precious name of Jesus, Father, look upon your people tonight. Glory to God, meet every need. And for this, we thank you, we bless you. Glory to God, look upon those on tonight, your people that are not saved, your people that are not saved on tonight. Glory to God, in need of salvation. Father, we're asking that you would save to the utmost. Save to the utmost on tonight. Save to the utmost on tonight. Father, we're asking that you do it. We're asking that you do it on tonight. Do it on tonight, glory to God. Do it, hey God, as only you can. Do it, hey God, turn around on tonight, glory to God. Turn around, oh God, on tonight. Seal, oh God, with your precious Holy Ghost. Hey God, Ashomosa, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you do it on tonight. Do it as only you can, Master. Do it as only you can. Glory be to God. And for this, oh God, we thank you. We thank you. We bless you. We glorify you. And Father, we're thanking you tonight. Thanking you for your messenger on tonight. We're thanking you for your word in advance. Your word that shall not return unto you void. We thank you on tonight. We bless you. Glory be to God. We bless you on tonight, oh God, for what you've done. Bless you for what you're about to do. And Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory in that precious name, Jesus. We thank you tonight. Father, let not our coming to this line be in vain. Glory to God. Let nothing be done through strife of vain glory. But Father, we say get the glory. Get the glory upon this line. Get your glory upon the PNN. Get your glory upon this Prayer News Network. Get your glory and be glorified, name Jesus. And for this, we give you thanks. And for this, we do give you praise. We honor, we bless you now. We glorify you. Thank you. Glory to God for our leaders. Oh, God, leaders all over the earth. We're thanking you, Jesus. We ask you to strengthen your leaders on tonight. Strengthen, as only you can. Strengthen the body of Christ. And Father, for this, we give you thanks. Father, for this, we give you praise. We do give you honor. We do give you glory In thy precious name, Jesus, we said be glorified. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. Amen, people of God. Amen on tonight. Glory to God. We do give God, again, thanks. We give him praise. We give him honor on tonight. Glory to God, for truly God is great. He's greatly to be praised. Amen, Jesus, and we do bless him. We do bless him on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And as we prepare, amen, to bring our speaker forth, amen, Jesus, we are rebroadcasting on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We thank God, amen, for this woman of God, amen, that came to us early on. Glory be to God. And she had, amen, quite a testimony. The Lord has actually, amen, delivered her, healed her, and delivered her from COVID-19. Amen, Jesus. And she's here, amen, to tell of the goodness of the Lord. Amen, Jesus. We thank God for her. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God for all that the Lord has done for her. Amen. We thank God for her testimony. Amen. We thank God for the many testimonies, amen, that are even upon the line, that are in the earth. Amen, Jesus. We always hear, glory be to God, those that leave, amen, those that transition, glory to God, but the number is far greater of those that recover. Amen. The number is far, far, far greater. Amen, Jesus. And that number they don't tell. But we thank God tonight, amen, that we have a testament here. Amen. A woman of God who don't mind telling it. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. She had not long gotten out of the hospital. Amen, Jesus. But she was ready and she was eager to share her testimony. Amen. So we thank God on tonight. Amen, Jesus, for this woman of God. Amen, Jesus. We're going all the way to Havana, Havana, Florida. Amen, Jesus. We thank God for this woman of God. Amen, Jesus. People of God, we want you to, amen, receive on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Listen. Amen, Jesus. She has quite a testimony, I tell you. Amen. So we thank God for her on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God, people of God, let us receive on tonight, Elder Audrey Glenn.
The Lord.
Thank you.
Yeah, oh, Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for Evangelist Bradley inviting me, God. I thank you, God, for this word. I thank you, God, for what you have shown me while I was in the hospital. And Evangelist Bradley sent me this word to encourage my heart, and I just thank you, God, for all that you're doing. God, I ask you to help me to be able to give this word so that people can see clearly what you're saying. In Jesus' name, amen. I thank God for being on the line tonight one more time. I am a member of House of Comfort and Refuge Ministries in Havana, Florida, and my pastor name is Evelina Leonard. Getting right into the word, while I was in the hospital battling the coronavirus, Pastor Bradley sent me a message. And there was a section in that message that really just hurt my heart. And it was about talking about Lazarus being made free, being set free. And so the Lord has really been dealing with me with that, made free and set free. And so the scripture tonight is from the King James Version, it says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. But the NIV and the Amplified Version says, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. You may have heard this saying before, the truth will set you free, could certainly apply to learning and gaining new knowledge. However, the original intent of this phrase refers to a spiritual freedom from the bondage of sin. Before I go into it, I just want to give you some definitions that's going to come from the King James Version Dictionary and the Webster. Making sense is going to be coming from the King James Dictionary. And the definition for make that I selected out of all the versions that it had means to form of material, to fashion, to mold, into shape, to cause to exist in a different form, are as a distinct thing to create, to cause to exist. Instead, I chose to put a placed in its proper a natural posture to give adequate compensation to replace the value or amount that was lost. And then the word truth out of the Webster Dictionary say the actuality of things or events, facts or spiritual reality. Other definitions of truth have to do with sincerity in action or character, while others literally refer to God. So you know, when we have the truth, there is the opposite of truth, and it's called lie. And that means false fiction or falsehood. No matter how it is viewed, truth bears the fruit of trust. And many of us spend our entire lives looking for it. Our built-in desires for truth is what give us that deep personal longing to answer questions like, what is my purpose? Who am I? And who do I serve? And how do I serve? And where do I serve? First of all, when quoted, when we quote that scripture, most times people often leave out the prerequisite of this scripture that says, and ye shall know the truth. But we only quote the latter part, the truth will set you free. The information that truth to which we refer to is no consequence of itself. Ephesians 6 and 17 refers to God's word as the sword of the spirit. But unlike a physical sword, the word of God in your hand, your Bible, does very little to intimidate the devil. Just shaking your Bible in your hand does not intimidate the devil. It's only the word of God in your heart. Do we truly use the word as a sword of the spirit? In King James, the version, Jesus uses the word mate as opposed to set. Is it semantics? Perhaps it is. I don't know. But I submit to you tonight, Jesus did not make a grammatical error, whereas we visualize the physical releasing of bonds when we use the term set. He was referring to the achieving freedom on a much higher level. You see, Jesus died for our sins, and in doing so, he set the whole world free from sin and bondage, not just the believers, not just the ones in the church, but he died for the whole world. So why do so many of us, Christians, believers, continue in sin long after? In John 8 and 34, Jesus tells us that everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. We see in the scripture that sin has the power to enslave us and ruin our lives. You see, slaves do not have a choice. They are bound by their chains to do whatever their master asks them. Jesus died on the cross. He made a way for the chains to be broken. We do not have to be under the power of sin. We have a choice. I would like to share an illustration that Jesus gave, that the Lord and the Holy Spirit gave me while I was in the hospital. He said, I want to show you an illustration about being set free. And he took me to John chapter 11, where he's at the grave of Lazarus 4 days. And the people around him, they began to come in and said that Jesus could have prevented this if he only had a went. He wouldn't have had to die. And when Jesus got to the grave, there was a stone in front of the grave that needed to be removed. And when he asked to have it removed, his Martha's Lazarus sister objected, saying she didn't want him to do it. She told him the body was already decayed and it was stained. Jesus challenged her by saying, if she will believe, then she will see the glory of God. Then they, not Jesus, they removed the stone. Jesus prayed aloud, and the people heard, and they called, and then he called forth Lazarus from the grave. For in this chapter is a very important verse, and it says, and he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bounded about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. The grave clothes were stripped of cheap white linen cloth used to wrap the body with various spices
to cover up the strong scent of decaying, of a decaying body in the grave. The napkin was a large handkerchief, and it would be that a sight to, it's a sight to see somebody. Can you visualize somebody that's dead, not alive, coming out of the grave, standing but still bound, hand and foot with grave clothes, his face also bound with a handkerchief. Now, the Bible doesn't say he walked out. He could have been carried out. But what we do know is that Jesus said, loose him and let him go. See, after Lazarus died, his body was stripped naked, washed after his death, and wrapped in the linen. When Jesus called him by his name, he came forth. He was obedient. And then his body was unwrapped. And when his body was unwrapped, he was found naked and needed a new garment. He needed some clothes. Although Lazarus seemed to be a good person, close friend to Jesus, it was appointed for his time to die. God orchestrated for him to die. See, even though Jesus loved us, but he will not prevent us to send us of a spiritual death if we don't yield. When you get a chance, read Romans 6:23-7-9 and grab hold of the Romans 5:12. Because after we hear and obey the call to the life from Jesus, still a matter of us being bound, just like Lazarus was. Lazarus was set free, but he was yet bound. He was bound by the grave clothes, just like some of us. He was bound by, just like some of us, bound by our own life of impurity, our evil habits, worldliness, a temper not brought under control, worration, fear, and doubt. We are all spiritual lives, but bound up where we can't go anywhere or do anything for the Lord. We can't hear the voice of the Lord. We can't see spiritual things or speak or share the word, the power and authority that has been given to us. We need someone to help remove our grave clothes. What grave clothes do we still have on? What is keeping us bound? Well, religious and social traditions. Saying, we have never done it that way before. Legalism. Or sinful habits. Of failing to understand the new life given to us. Trying to live a Christian life by our own natural abilities rather than by the grace of God. Generational curses. We talk about those all the time. But what about performance orientation? I know somebody saying, well, what in the world is that? Well, let me help you out. A performance orientation is characterized by the belief that success is a result of superior ability and surpassing one's peers. Performance orientation, oriented individual, they desire to outperform others and demonstrate their ability. We can see that with Moses in Exodus 18:18. But I'm here to tell you tonight, as the spirit of truth begins to reveal who we are or who we are not, we must accept it. As in life, we all have choices to make. When it comes down to accepting the truth, we must make a choice, choosing growth or choosing stagnation. If we choose to stay comfortable, the pain, the idol, the bitterness, and the bondage just build up on top of each other as we go through life, hardening our heart. But if we choose growth, then we are saying, yes, Lord, make me a vessel fit for the master's use. 2 Timothy 2:21. If it takes going to the potter's house, a place on the threshing floor, or being purged, deliver my flesh. Deliver me, God, from my flesh. Our flesh is our physical and earthly body, and by nature serves its own lust. That establish habitual patterns that are inherited or acquired to help us cope with the issues of life. These patterns are defined as ways that we dependently of God. To name a few, anger, bitterness, fear, greed, lying, materialism, addiction, obsession, pride, whole indulgence, sexual lust, and self-centeredness. It is important for us to know that not every temptation we face comes directly from the devil. We give the devil, we blame the devil for so many things, but I came here to serve you notice tonight. Many temptations come from our own flesh patterns that we have sown into our brain and body. You see, the flesh has a way of remembering your past experiences of sin and condemnation. And the enemy uses these against us to try to keep us from growing and developing spiritually. The Holy Ghost reveals what's hindering us. It's up to us to yield our body to the holiness of Jesus Christ. Those little habits that are embedded in us are well developed and established. It is our job to accept the truth about each and every one of them as the Spirit reveals and replace them with godly habits established and given to us in the Word of God. Ephesians 4, 20-24 will help us with that. Get ready for the Spirit of truth to lead us down to the Potter's house. I didn't want to go down to the Potter's house. I know when the Lord asked me, I said, oh, no, I don't want to go because that's painful. But I want to show you what the potter do. The potter chooses the clay, but not just any clay. He chooses the clay he wants to use for a particular assignment. It don't always have to be an apostle sitting back on the back row of the church. The word says that God chooses those who become believers according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Ephesians 1:4. He takes the clay, lay it on the board, and begins to kneal it as a baker kneels dough. He adds water to the clay as he works and softens the clay. Then God begins to add the water, the word, to our lives. That he may sanctify and cleanse us by the washing of the word water with his word. Once the clay becomes soft, he works it into a little ball. Then he does what is called throwing the pot. The potter literally takes the clay and throws it in the middle of a potter's wheel. God, in the same fashion, throws us into the middle of his wheel. The potter throws the ball of clay to make it stick in the middle of the wheel. If the clay don't stick, then it's thrown off the wheel. And the potter begins to turn the wheel if it stays on, using pressure with his hands to shake the vessel to help keep the clay in the middle of the wheel. In the same way, God uses his hand to keep us in the middle of his wheel. If the potter turns the wheel too slow, the vessel becomes lopsided. If he turns it too fast, it gets thrown off the wheel. In the same manner, God knows just how fast to put us in different circumstances. And again, we should know that the potter uses the pressure of his hand, both on the inside of the pot and on the outside, to shape the vessel. God uses external and internal pressures in our life to help shape us as well. It's important to use water throughout the process to keep the clay moist and smooth. God uses his word to keep us bendable, to keep us flexible, to make the transition in our lives smoother. We should note that the clay does not get to tell the potter what kind of vessel to make or how to make the vessel. And we don't have that option either, to tell God how to shape our lives or how he should use us. But we try. We try to negotiate and we try to compromise, get him to compromise with us. But we need to know that he is the creator and we are just the creatures. We are just the creatures. God lumped in the clay, he crushes the pot in his hand. He put the clay back on the board. He added more water. He began to start all over working with the clay. He don't throw the clay away. If God finds hardness in our heart, he also crushes us and begins to start all over, adding the water of the word to make us bendable and begin a new shaping in us. Once the potter has shaped the vessel into the shape and purpose for which he has chosen, then he takes a string all wild and cuts the vessel loose from the wheel and places it in the furnace to set the shape of the vessel. God puts us into the furnace of life to set the shape of us into a vessel. We must remember that God is the potter. He has chosen us the clay, and he have a purpose for shaping us. The way that he shapes us is through the experience which we experience. Our life is as unique from one another as the potty is unique from another. God is asking us tonight, cannot I do you as this pot? Will your answer be yes, Lord? Make me over. But I'm here to tell you tonight, this process is a painful but worthy, worth gaining eternal life. Going through the process is worth it. Let's look at another method God uses sometimes. When David asked him to purge him with hyssop, David realized that God desires truth in our inward part. And just like Jesus used others to remove Lazarus' grave clothes, God used the prophet Nathan to confront David about his secret sin. We too got some secret sins. But when God sends the servant to discuss our secret sins, we get offended. We get mad. But we need to look at when Jesus rebuked the scribes and Pharisees for their deceit. They appeared to be righteous men, putting on a good front. They went out their way to look good on the outside through their prayers, fasts, and good deeds, and even their clothing. But they ignored the inside, their heart. They did everything to be seen of men. But Jesus said they have their reward already. And their reward was the applaud and the pat on the back of men. They will not receive praise from God from that kind of behavior. The Pharisees paid more attention to cleaning the outside of the cup by ignoring the inside. And Jesus called it hypocrisy and said, those are spiritually blind. In order for us to get our inward parts clean, we must request spiritual purging. Now, this is a tough one. Anyone who has been through a spiritual purging before know exactly what I'm talking about. If you've never experienced it, just hold on, because it's a part of the spiritual growth process. It's a part where things that are not like Christ have to be removed from our lives to produce spiritual maturity. It doesn't feel good. But the good news is that the spirit of truth is there to guide us every step of the way. Our job is to allow him to do his perfect work in us willingly as he prepares us for the next level in God's plan. But before I go any further, you need to know what the word purge actually means. It means to become free from impurities, purified, to remove by cleansing, to get rid of sin, guilt, defilement, and to be emptied out. When God wants to purge something out of us that is not like his son, one day we may wake up and feel uneasy inside and just know that there's something going on in my spirit that's just not right. As we begin to inquire of the Lord, if we really want to know, the spirit of truth begins to reveal the things to us that are not right about what we've been thinking or doing in our life. And now we're at the stage in our walk with the Lord where he wants it out. God wants it out. I can't use you till I get that out. Sometimes we do not even know that there is a problem because it's embedded so deeply within our heart. But the spirit of truth knows everything, and he will reveal it when the Father instructs him to. And that is when the purging process begins, only if we surrender to the Holy Ghost. Why? Because we have a choice. I'm here to tell you tonight, this process is an emotional, painful process. And sometimes it comes with immense pressure. When God takes us through a cleansing, purging process, things will begin to become illuminated in our life, and it will be uncomfortable. If we've been thinking negative thoughts, the spirit of truth will remind us of what we've been thinking about that we need to clean up. If we are doing impure things or thinking impure thoughts, he reveals that to us too. The list can go on and on. Yes, this is a very personal process between and God. But if it's left unchecked, it can be a dangerous for others around us spiritually. What do you mean, Ella Glenn? I mean, our unchecked secret sin can destroy our witness and make us non-effective for the kingdom of God when we are brought into an open shame because we would not surrender and listen to the servant that God sent us about the sin. We must let God do his work in us, whether it's on the potter's wheel, purging, or on the threshing floor. Let's see flow is used to make us free. The threshing floor is a place where the wheat was separated from the grain. But spiritually, it stands for a place of purification and humiliation. It's a place where our heart is purified by the work of the Spirit of truth. A pure heart can meet Jesus and understand his voice as Isaiah prophesied. When David had sinned and humbled himself before God, David was instructed by the Lord to buy a threshing floor, to use as a temple site and build an altar to the Lord on this threshing floor. You'll find that in 1 Chronicles 21 and 18 and 2 Samuel 24 and 18. The threshing floor is also a place of receiving blessings, offering, and wishing. The judging, testing, and separation process can be viewed as a preparation for this wishing. In order to be able to worship God in spirit and in truth, we've got to be broken, heard, and thrown on the threshing floor. We got to have clean hearts, and we got to have clean hands and a pure heart. That's what James told us. He said, clean hands and a pure heart are needed in order to draw near to the Lord. We can get close to Jesus. We can get close to the Holy Ghost. But if we want to do and be where Jesus died, the purpose that Jesus died was for us to be reconnected back to the Father. So we got to go through this process to get out of our heart, because the heart, Jesus said, a pure in heart shall see Jesus. We shall see God. The only way we're going to see God, our heart got to be pure. The Lord rewards according to the cleanliness of the hands. When we enter to worship, we enter into a time of threshing, of separation and purification, a time of preparation to meet our God. This is not easy, but it must be done. God wants to use us as a pure and clean vessel for his service. The Bible tells us in 2 Timothy 2 and 19 and the 21st verse, the Lord knows those who are his, and those who claim they belong to him must turn away from all wickedness. If you keep yourself pure, you will be an instrument God can use for his purpose. Your life will be clean, and you will be ready for the master's use for every good work. That's in the ENLT version of the Bible. But I'm here to tell you tonight, once the Holy Ghost shows us our problem area, the next step are to pray, confess where we truly are in God. Don't lie. The need to take place from our heart. Yes, there will be times when we will not know what's really going on, and we can't really pinpoint the problem. That is the time when we must go into deep prayer and ask the Lord, where is the hindrance, Father? Where is my problem? What do you want me to get rid of that's not like you? You don't have to ask those questions and do a self-examination. The Spirit of truth is faithful to answer and show you. Then we must be willing to follow through in obedience, to empty ourselves before him so that we can move higher in him. God wants to use you and me for his glory. But our habitual or hidden sins, our iniquities cannot be pressed. So lay aside the weight and get rid of the sin that's present in our lives. Oh, I hear somebody saying, well, I don't drink, I don't cook. But remember, pride, having a bad attitude, a bad mindset, impure thoughts and actions, lack of time spent in God's presence, and studying his word. Disobedience, self-ambition are always same users. These are sins against the Lord. So whatever the weight of sin is, decide today to let God place you on the potter's wheel. Purge or send you to the threshing floor so that you can be delivered. I can be delivered. This time, even if you don't understand it all, let the Holy Ghost empty you so that you can truly be a vessel of honor that God can use anywhere and anytime. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Make me over. Make me over, God. Cannot I do to you what the potter did to the clay? Cannot I prune you as I walk through the vineyard? Your branch on the true vine. And I see a little fruit, but I need you to produce much fruit. So I need to prune you. I see some things in that's embedded so deeply. I got to throw you on the threshing floor and let the animals trample on you and do a separation. Servant of the Lord, when they're sent to you, when they're telling you. But I want you to know one thing. Before that servant come, before Nathan went to David, he already knew that he was wrong. He already knew that he had done committed sin. The servant only comes when we ignore the Holy Spirit speaking to us, whispering to us that it's time to make a change. Pray my strength in the Lord.
The Lord. Praise the Lord on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Praise the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. We thank God for this word on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Pack, pack, pack. Pack it was. Amen, Jesus. With information. Packed it was. Glory to God. With the word. Glory to God. That we can make comparison to see where we are. To see where we are in life. Amen. Glory be to God. We give God thanks. We give God praise for this word on tonight. Like I said, so much has come. Amen. That we can make an analysis so that we can see where we are, so that we can see where we stand. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. We are able to see, amen, what has us bound. Glory to God. Amen. If we're standing still, if we stagnant, amen. If we still got on grave clothes, glory be to God. Amen. But the word has come tonight to deliver us. Glory to God. It has come, amen, to deliver us, glory to God, from ourselves. Amen. Not from anyone else. Glory be to God, but to deliver us from ourselves. Amen. Glory be to God. This is why the word comes. Amen. And we thank the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. I tell you, the word came to appeal to us even on tonight. Amen. Are you willing to go down? Amen. To the potter's wheel. Glory to God. So many analogies the woman of God brought forth on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Because listen, people of God, it's going to take all of this. Amen. And more. Glory be to God. We can't tell God, amen, what to do. Amen. He know what he has created us for. He knows specifically the type of clay, glory be to God, that he has made these vessels. He know, amen, just how much, glory to God. That's why, amen, listen, he won't put no more on us than we can bear because he's our maker. Amen. He already knows what we're able to bear, what we're able to go through. Glory be to God. But listen, people of God, we got to know God has a plan. He has a plan for our lives. He has a plan. He has a plan for you, people of God. Glory to God. He has a plan for you. Amen, Jesus. So that all that we're going through, even as the woman of God said, we got to go through the process. Amen. We can't skip line. Amen. We can't listen. Some of the dots we can't skip, or we'll find ourselves going through the same process again. Glory be to God, because the Lord wants us pure. He wants us pure. Glory be to God. Meet for his use. Amen. Without spot, without wrinkle. Glory be to God. Without spot, without wrinkle. And he desires truth on the inward part. Amen. Glory be to God. And we just thank the Lord. Amen. Because even as a woman of God said, amen, Jesus, we got to go through that spiritual purging. Amen, Jesus. It don't feel good. It's that time, glory to God, when there's a lot of cutting away. It's that time when a lot of things are happening, glory be to God, in our lives. Amen. Glory be to God. That purging. Amen. That purging. Glory be to God. It don't feel good. Glory be to God. But the Lord has performed or is performing a work in our lives. Amen. And it's for his glory. It's for our good, because we know that all things work together. Yes, for the good. But people of God, it is for God's glory, because he has the plan. He has, glory be to God, hallelujah. His purpose is being fulfilled in us. Amen. Glory be to God. His purpose, glory to God, is being fulfilled in each and every one of us. Glory be to God. And sometimes, people of God, we seem to forget that. We forget that. But I thank God for the word, because the word comes to remind us. Comes to remind us. Amen. It comes to remind us that we're not just walking through life. Amen. It comes to remind us, glory be to God, that, listen, we're not our own. We're not our own, glory be to God, but we're truly bought with the price. And Jesus paid the ultimate price for our lives. Glory be to God. He paid the ultimate price, my God, because we were born messed up. We were already born messed up. We were born messed up. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God, because of our forefathers, amen, our foremother, Adam and Eve, born, fell into sin. Glory be to God, amen. So we're born in sin, and we're shaping an iniquity. Glory be to God, hallelujah. That was the first man, Adam. Glory to God. But the second man, Adam, he came to redeem us. He came to redeem us, people of God. He came, glory be to God, that we might have life. Glory to God, even though we were dead in our trespasses and sin. But Jesus came that we might have life. Jesus gave his life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That we didn't have to die. We don't have to die the death of sin. Amen. Glory to God. We don't have to die the death of sin. Jesus already did it. He already did it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He already did it. The record accounts. Glory to God. The record shows, amen, let the record show, glory be to God, that he's already paid the price. Amen. Glory be to God. And we give God thanks, and we give God praise on tonight, amen, that he surely, surely made us free. Amen. He made us free. Glory be to God. And we give God thanks, and we give God praise, amen, Jesus, for we're yet in the master's hand. We are yet in his hand. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It doesn't matter what it looked like. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Sometimes it just does not feel good. But the Lord still is executing a plan of perfection. Glory to God. A plan, glory be to God, that everything that he put us in the earth to do, glory be to God. He's made the way. Glory to God. He's already made the way. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The way is already made. Amen. So we give God thanks. Amen. We give God praise. Amen. For this word on tonight. We thank the Lord on tonight for the glory to God. We thank God for the spirit of truth that will lead and guide us. Amen. Unto all righteousness. Amen. It will lead us unto all righteousness. Glory to God. The spirit of truth. Amen. The spirit of truth comes to reveal all. Amen. Glory be to God. But it's a personal journey. It's a personal journey, people of God. It's a personal journey. Amen. It's a personal journey. And we got to look within ourselves. We got to look within ourselves, not anybody else. Amen. But we got to look at ourselves. Glory be to God. By this word. We got to look by this word. Glory be to God. Daya. Hallelujah. Listen, because if we look at ourselves, amen, through our own eyes, we're all right. If we look at ourselves, glory to God, through our own eyes, we can justify. Mm-hmm. We can justify, well, this because of that, of the other. Glory to God. But when we look at ourselves by this word of God, when we look through this, as the word of God declares, the perfect law of liberty, the perfect law, the word of God that lines us up, that causes us to line up, glory be to God, to line up, to stand up straight, to solidify us, amen, glory be to God. This word that comes to plumb the line, it comes to plumb the line in our lives. Glory be to God. Amen. And I don't know if you know anything about it, about the plummet line. Glory be to God. But it's the line that the carpenters use to see where everything, to see if the foundation is straight, to see if the walls are straight. Glory to God. To see if the ceiling is hanging. Glory be to God. It's a straight line. It's like a laser line. And that's what the word of God becomes for us. It's a laser line. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. And when we begin to line up, when we begin to come to that line, glory to God, we'll begin to see the lumps. We'll begin to see the bruises. We'll begin to see, glory be to God, amen, those areas in our lives, glory be to God, that are just not right. We begin to see those areas, glory be to God, that the Lord is not pleased with. We begin to see. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The saints of old used to sing this song. Is the Lord satisfied with me? I got questions. I got questions in my mind. Glory be to God. If the Lord would have transitioned me out of the earth right now, would I make it to heaven? Would I make it, glory be to God? Hallelujah. Would I make it, glory to God, into eternity with him? Glory to God. Amen. The woman of God began to talk about that secret sin, that sin, glory to God, that abides within us, glory to God, that thing that we try to conceal. Mm-hmm. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Well, when you plumb the line, when you come to the plummet line, glory to God, you begin, the light begin to reveal those things. Glory to God, and those besetting sins, those things that people got, we got to get rid of. We got to get rid of these weights. We got to get rid of these things. Amen. Let the word of God purge us. Let the word of God purge us. Purge us of excuses. There are no more excuses. No more room for excuses. Too near in the end. We're too late in the day. Glory to God. No more excuses. No more room for excuses, people of God. It's time for us to be about our Father's business. It's time to be about, it's time to be about the Father's business. It's time to be about the Father's business. Glory to God. So we thank God on tonight. Amen. Those things that the Lord has said concerning us, it's time to come to him. Amen. It's time to come to him. Glory be to God. Amen. Listen, no more hiding in the shadows. Glory be to God. Hiding in shadows. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We know what a shadow is. Glory to God. But some people try to hide in shadows. Glory to God. Just as exposed as we want to be. Glory to God. But still trying to hide in shadows. Amen. Glory be to God. You're not hiding from anybody because everybody can see. Glory to God. But the Lord comes. Glory to God. He brings his word. He brings forth his word. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God, so that we can confess that thing, so that we can get it right, so that we can give it to him. Amen. Glory to God. Be as the prophet said, woe is me, Lord. It's me. It's me. It's me, Lord, a man, a woman of unclean lips. Glory to God. Create in me
a clean heart. Renew, create in me a clean heart. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It only takes a minute, amen, Jesus, to get spotted up. Glory be to God. And this is why we must have a repentant spirit. We must have a repentant spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In a 24-hour, glory be to God, so much could have happened. We can think wrong. Amen. Glory to God. We can get, glory to God, my God, there's so much, amen, that we can get misconstrued. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Because the enemy, glory to God, is a roaring lion. He's seeking whom he may devour. He's seeking to trap us up. He's seeking, glory to God, to bring that condemnation on. God has already forgiven us, but he's seeking to bring that condemnation back, glory to God, wherewith Christ has already forgiven us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But tonight, people of God, amen. I thank God for this word. Glory to God. As I said, amen. So much has come out of the word on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God, but I don't know about you, people of God, but I want to be in the center of his will. Amen. Glory to God. I want to be in the center, in the very center of his will. Amen. Glory be to God. It's a dangerous thing to be out of the will of God. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God for grace, but who can measure his grace? Who can measure, glory to God, the grace that God has given unto us? Who can measure his grace? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's unmeasurable. Amen, Jesus. But we don't want to play around the line. We don't want to skirt. Amen, Jesus. We don't want to skirt around, glory to God, because we don't know the measure of grace that's extended. But we thank God for every opportunity, every opportunity, every opportunity that we come to this line, amen, every opportunity, glory to God, to get it right. Every opportunity, my God, glory to God, amen, that our hearts can be cleansed, that our hearts can be purged, amen, that we can have a closer walk with the Lord, amen. Glory be to God. So we thank the Lord again for this word on tonight, amen. Glory to God, as we've stated so much, amen, has come forth in this word on tonight. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. And tonight, people of God, amen, if you, glory be to God, amen, if you're on the line, glory to God, if you're on this line on tonight, amen, or if you're in radio land, glory be to God, amen, if you're listening to this word on tonight, amen, Jesus, and you come to that plummet line, amen, Jesus, and already you know, if you're not saved, people of God, you can be saved. You can be saved on tonight. Glory be to God. You can be saved on tonight. You can be sure of where you're going to spend eternity. Amen, Jesus. But this is the call. Amen. This is why he came. This is why Jesus came into the earth. Amen. He so loved the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He gave his only begotten son. Glory to God. He gave his son that we might have life. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. He gave his son, Jesus, that we might have life. Glory be to God. And he's extending himself even through the generations. Glory to God. He's still extending himself, his outstretched hand, to his people, to save you from your sin. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, glory to God, we want to let you know you can be saved. Glory to God. You can be saved. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. You can be saved. He loves you. He loves you just that much. Glory to God. He yet loves you. Glory be to God. We know, amen, that there's no unrighteousness in him. And we know by the scripture, glory be to God. Yes, he loves, amen, his creation. Glory to God. But the scripture declares none but the pure in heart shall see God. None but the pure in heart shall see God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our hearts got to be right. Our spirit got to be right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. got to be right, people of God. Got to be right. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's time. Time out for playing with our salvation. Time out for playing with our destinies. Because we have a choice. Glory to God. We have a choice. Glory to God. Right now, we have a choice to determine where we're going to spend eternity. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Right now, we have a choice. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory to God. And the Lord loves us just that much. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So tonight, people of God, amen. If you're not saved, you can be saved. Glory be to God. Glory to God. You can just press *6 on tonight. Glory to God. You can press *6 on tonight. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. You can press *6 if you're not saved on tonight, because the Lord wants you saved. He wants you saved, people of God. He wants more than anything. Glory to God. He wants you saved. It's not the will of God that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. Glory be to God. Hell, the scripture declares, is steadily enlarging itself. Glory be to God. But it don't have to enlarge for you. Glory be to God, because you can make that decision right now. You can make Jesus your choice right now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And he said by his word, glory to God, if you ask, he's faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Glory to God. And listen, people, he throw it in the sea of forgetfulness. He doesn't bring it back up. He doesn't bring it back up against you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He doesn't bring it back up, amen, against you. So tonight, people of God, amen, if you're not saved, you can be saved. Glory to God. If you would like to make confession on tonight, glory to God, you can just press *6. Amen. You can press *6 on tonight. Glory be to God. For those that are listening in radio land, those that are listening by Facebook, those that are listening by podcast, amen. Glory to God. If you would like to make confession on tonight, glory to God, we'll lead you, walk you right on in. Amen. Glory be to God. You can just dial in on tonight. Glory be to God. Dial, amen, 339-209-6891. And again, that's 339-209-6891. Amen. On tonight. Glory be to God. You can press it and amen. Dial in. Amen. Glory be to God. Make your confession on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. And if you can't dial in, people of God, if you've heard the word on tonight, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Right there where you are. Amen. Right there where you are. Hallelujah. Jesus will meet you right there where you are. Glory to God. I don't care what country you're in. I don't care what town, what valley, amen, what mountain you're on top of. Glory to God. The Lord is ready to meet you right there. Glory be to God. At your confession on tonight, glory to God, he'll accept you. He'll accept you. Glory to God. He'll accept you. Glory to God. He's ready. Hallelujah. He's ready. Glory to God. He's willing. Hallelujah. He's able to do it right now. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's ready. He's ready. He's ready. Glory be to God. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. If there's none, amen, that are coming over on the platform, amen, Jesus, glory to God, on tonight, glory be to God. If there are any special prayer requests on tonight, any special prayer requests on tonight, glory to God, you can press *6, amen, as well. You can press *6 and come over on the platform side. Amen, for any special prayer request on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. We just thank God for the word. We just thank God for the word on tonight. Amen. What a word, what a word, what a word on tonight. Amen. Very reflective word, very direct word. Amen, that will cause us. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. To look at ourselves. to look at ourselves, not anybody else, but to look at ourselves. Amen. Glory be to look at ourselves through God's eyes, by the word of God, through the word, by the word of God. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. If not, amen, on tonight, amen. We thank God again for his messenger. Amen. Elder Glenn, Elder Audrey Glenn, we bless the Lord for her on tonight. We bless God for this word on tonight, people of God. Amen, Jesus. We do bless the Lord, amen, for his word. For it's by his word, amen, Jesus, that again, he cleanses and washes tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, amen, Jesus, glory to God. If there are none, amen, Jesus, let us look unto heaven. Glory to God. Father, we thank you yet again on tonight. We thank you. We bless you. We honor, we glorify you, Master. We thank you for your word on tonight, your choice word unto your choice people. We thank you on tonight, glory be to God, for breaking down the middle wall of partition, that we can all come boldly before your throne of grace. And we're thanking you on tonight, thanking you for your salvation that is great, great, oh God, and greatly extended towards your people. We thank you on tonight. We thank you for moving upon the hearts of your people all over the land. We thank you tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for your strong arm of salvation, ready to deliver, ready to save your people. We thank you on tonight. Father, we thank you. We glorify you. We thank you for cleansing us. We thank you for purging us on tonight. We're thanking you for making us anew. Glory be to God in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you on tonight. Father, we bless you. We glorify you. We honor you on tonight. We're thanking you, glory be to God, hallelujah, for making us free. We're thanking you on tonight for delivering us, oh God, from every bondage, from every sin on tonight. We thank you, glory be to God. We bless you on tonight, God. Oh, God, we're thanking you, oh, God, for your purpose and your plan being erected in our lives. We're thanking you on tonight. Thank you for your word, oh, God, that comes to wash us, your word that comes to purify us, your word that comes, oh, God, to glory to God, show us the way. Thank you, oh, God, for your light, the light, the light, oh, God, for you are the light. And we thank you on tonight, glory to God, for leading us, glory to God, unto all truth. And for this, we give you thanks and we give you praise. We're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, for taking us through. Thank you for bringing us over in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you on tonight, glory be to God. We thank you. Hallelujah. We bless you on tonight. We bless you on tonight. Glory to God. We bless you on tonight for making and molding us, oh God. We thank you on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for your promises unto us. We're thanking you, glory, oh God, for your promise that you'd never leave us. You'd never forsake us. And for this, we give you thanks. And for this, we give you praise. We're thanking you on tonight, oh God. Thank you for the spirit of truth. Thank you for your spirit of truth. We thank you for your spirit of truth. Glory be to God, to lead us and to guide us, oh God, into the way that we may go. Father, we bless you. We thank you now. We thank you for your messenger on tonight. We thank you, glory to God, and we're asking that you would bless her. We're asking that you would bless her. Continue to strengthen her. Glory to God. Strengthen her for the journey. Strengthen her. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Strengthen your servant on tonight. Glory to God, wherever she may be. Strengthen her. Glory to God, in thy precious name, Jesus. Cover her and shield her, we do pray. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we glorify you on tonight. We magnify you on tonight. Hallelujah. We glorify you, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We bless you now. Glory to God. And Father, we're asking you tonight to cover this line, to cover this people, cover the airways, oh God. This word that we've heard, help us to hide it in our hearts that we might not sin against thee. And for this, Father, we give you thanks. And Father, God, we thank you. We honor, we glorify you for these things. In thy precious name, Jesus, glory be to God. Hide us now behind your cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us and we shall be hid. And for this, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise in thy precious name, Jesus. Amen, 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 amen on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. We give God thanks. We give God praise again on tonight for his word. We thank God on tonight for truly our hearts have been blessed. Amen. We have been blessed on tonight. Amen. And again, we just want to let you know, people of God, that you can get a copy of this broadcast. Amen. You can get a copy of this broadcast. It's absolutely free. Amen, Jesus. You can certainly, amen, dial, amen, 912, just text us, amen, and that number is 912-257-3918. Amen, 912-257-3918. Amen. Or you can text us via WhatsApp. Amen. If you don't have services, amen, to reach us, you can certainly reach out to us on WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. Amen. And as well, people of God, amen, we thank God for our international listeners reaching out to us, amen, via Messenger. Via Messenger, amen. We've had several people to ask how they can, amen, dial into the broadcast, and you can dial in, amen. And we want to always give this information at the end in case you missed it in the beginning. But, amen, if you're listening, amen, via the web, you can dial into the broadcast, amen. And that number is 339-209-6891. And again, amen, if you're listening internationally and you want to dial in, amen, to be a part of the broadcast, you can. That number, again, is 339-209-6891. Amen. God bless you. We thank God for you. Amen. Thank you for the many, amen, compliments. Amen. For the many acknowledgments. Amen, that are coming in internationally. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen, Jesus. We thank God for you. Continue to come. Amen. Continue to tell someone about the Prayer News Network Global. We are here every night. We're here every night at 9 o'clock. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. If by chance, amen, you just so happen to receive one of our broadcasts, we want to just let you know that we're here every single night at 9 o'clock. Amen. You can reach us on the web, and that the way to reach us on the web in the event you just so happen to have received one of the broadcasts is www.prayernewsnetwork. Amen. God bless you on tonight again. Amen. Again, 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 we thank God for you. Amen. Reach out to us. Amen. Reach out to us. And if we can be of any help, we will certainly, amen, oblige you in any way. Amen. But God bless you on tonight, people of God. We love you. We appreciate you. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. We appreciate you so much. Amen. All of our listeners, amen, internationally. Amen, Jesus, as well. Amen, as well as those that are here, amen, in the States. Amen. God bless you. We love you. We appreciate you. Amen. And that does end tonight's broadcast. And we look to see you back here, amen, on tomorrow night. Amen. We look to see you back on tomorrow night. Tell somebody about us. Amen. Continue, should I say. Continue to tell someone about the Prayer News Network, amen, this outreach ministry. Glory to God. It is here to be a strength. It is here to help direct, amen, in this time. Glory be to God. In this time, so much of uncertainty is going on, amen, but you can certainly come here, amen, for a solid word from the Lord. Yes, amen, Jesus, a solid word from the Lord. Amen. God bless you, people of God. We do love you. Amen. Again, we look to see you back here, amen, on tomorrow night. Amen. May the blessings of the Lord cover you, keep you, shield you, and protect you, and bring you back, glory to God, at the appointed time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, people of God.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.